of a master parak yud mishnah beis. Get poshut edo b'shnayim. Get poshut, regular gittin, shtaros. There are two witnesses on it. Umekusher b'shlosha, but again, mekusher has to have three. Poshut shekasabo ed echad. Umekusher shekasabo shnei edim. Shneim psulim. And just like a get poshut that only has one witness on it, so to a get mekusher, if it has two witnesses but not three, they're both pasul, and the Rav says they're pasul min haTorah. Kosev bo, if they write on a shtar, zuzin ma'a, 100 zuz, de'inun silin esrin, that's 20 sela. A sela, by the way, is normally 4 zuz. So that comes out to 80 zuz. So he's contradicting himself. Ein lo ela esrin. We always go by the lower value of what's written. So the lower value out of the two, when there's a contradiction, was 20 slaim, and that's what we're going to go by. And that comes out to 80 zuz. Zuzin ma de'inun tlosin silin. And if he says vice versa, let's say he says, I lent you 100 zuz. That's 30 slaim. So 30 slaim, 30 times 4, that's 120 zuz. So there's also a contradiction. Here, the mea, the 100, is less. Ein lo ela mana. So we're only left with a mana, which is the smaller amount, the mea zuzin. Not 120, not 30 zuz. Ksaf zuzin de'inun v'nimchak, meaning it says kesef zuz in plural, de'inin, which means that are, and then it's erased, what's written afterwards. So we don't know how much. Ein pachas mishtayim, so we always use the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator for anything plural is two. So that's the smallest amount possible, and that's what we use. Ksaf silin de'inin v'nimchok, if he says kesef of not zuzin, but he says silin, which is sloim. Ein pachas mishtayim, also two sela. Darkonus de'inun v'nimchok. Same type of thing. Darkonus de'inun, and what are they? How many? And then it's erased. Ein pachas mishtayim. There's nothing less than two that's plural. So obviously, we use the lowest common denominator, the lowest thing he could have possibly meant, which is two. Kosev bol milmala manu milmata masayim. If on the top part of the shtar, he writes a mana, and on the bottom of the shtar, in the continuation, on the bottom, he writes 200. So he contradicts himself. Or milmala masayim umilmata mana. Here it's an actual contradiction of the same type of thing. It's not like mana that is this type of slum. The difference is because the Rav says previously, is because even though it's a contradiction when a person says a mana as opposed to 20 slun, like the first case. So sometimes you can have slun geruin. You can have lower quality currencies. It's not like what we have, like a nickel is obsolete 5 cents. They used to have, in their currencies, you can have a sela that I guess if it doesn't weigh the same amount, it's not as high quality, it's actually worth less. It's like you have a nickel that's worth less than 5 cents. So that's what he meant when even though he said 20 slaim, in that case actually the slaim was less. So in that case it would be the zuzim, the 100 zuz were zuzim gruim. Those were weak zuz. And the vice versa, where he said 30 slaim, that it's 100 zuz, and 30 is 120 like we said, so the 30 was 30 gruim. There were weaker 30, there were worse 30s. But now in this case in the Mishnah, you have mamish astira. You have in the top he says 100, and the bottom he says 200. So he's literally contradicting himself. Or mamala masayim ulmata mana. You can't say that he's talking about zuzim gruim or sloim gruim, things like that. So here, what do? The Mishnah says, a kol holich achra tachton. You always go by the bottom one. Imkein lama kosin asa elyon. So then why do we write it twice? Why do we write it on top? That you lent X amount and then you repeat it afterwards. Why not just write it on the bottom? Shem timochik os achas minatachton yilmed bina elyon. That if it comes out that there's a letter that's erased on the bottom, which by the way, on the bottom they would write, I accept upon myself that same amount, and you would say the amount. So if on the bottom, when you said that, there was something that was erased, you can validate what it meant by looking at the top. So it was another way to make sure that they would get it right.